So I'll just pray for them. Thanks for praying for me there, Ali. And yeah, let's pray for the kids at this time. Father God, we thank you for blessing us with these beautiful children. I just pray you just bless them at this time. Speak into their lives. Father, our desire is that they grow to know you in a powerful way in their lives, Father God. So, Jesus, we just give you them into your loving arms. And be with us right now, Father God, as has already been prayed just then. Just speak to us, Father God. Use me despite my many weaknesses, Father God, for your glory. Amen. Amen. Happy New Year. Thanks. That's so kind. So natural. Good, thank you. Well, oh man, is this going to sound doing all those things? All right. So this year, new year, new sermon series. And last year we did the reading through the New Testament together. This year we're going to mix it up a little bit different, just to keep you on your toes. And so we're going to break it into about 6 to 8 weeks sermon series, but also giving you scripture to read to go along with that. So a couple of weeks ago, you may have noticed in your bulletin, there was about 6 or 7 weeks worth of sermon series with scripture for you to read along with. And then in a few weeks, we'll give you the next section. Those Connect Group readings that you handed in, we'll use those during the year. So keep an eye out for those. But we're going to start this year with reminding ourselves of really why we're here. The health check, keeping us grounded. We're going to look at 2 weeks of why we need to root ourselves to God. We're going to look then at 2 weeks after that of ways that we grow in Christ. And then 2 weeks after that in ways that we can reach out. But more specifically, we're going to focus on prayer for 2 weeks, evangelism for 2 weeks, and serving for 2 weeks and how they relate. And so this 2 weeks of prayer to set us off in 2018, we're going to look at next week how to pray, but this week why we need to pray. Because I think as church in general, we're pretty good at saying what we need to do, what we don't need to do, and how we should do it, or how we think we should do it. Sometimes we're not always so hot at saying why. Why do we do this? We know, I'm pretty sure everyone here could say, oh yeah, prayer is important. Prayer is what we do. But maybe what we struggle sometimes in thinking, well, why? Why do I pray? Why is it important? Why do we talk about it? Why do we have prayer evenings together? So this week, we're going to have 5 points. I narrowed it down from 8 to 5. I was hoping to get to a 3-point sermon, but I thought, nope, can't do it. So it's going to be 5 points, but I'll keep it pretty short. And so 5 reasons this morning why prayer is essential or why we should be praying. And we're going to hopefully do a little bit of, hey-oh, a little technology use there. So good job there. Okay, why pray? You ready? 5 points. Point number one, because Jesus did it. Potentially, this could be the shortest sermon ever because really, that is enough. You'd probably feel a bit shortchanged if we said, right, band, get on air and start singing. But really, that'd be a pretty cool week for me. But that should be enough. As Christians, as Christ followers, why pray? Well, Jesus sets the example. One passage that we read here in Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. Now, we're looking at the how next week, but to give you a heads up, this also teaches you how. But Jesus prayed. He had a real, authentic relationship with his heavenly Father, as should we. It's communication. I mean, simply boiled down to prayer is communicating with our Heavenly Father. And if we're seeing it as an authentic, real relationship, if we don't communicate, it's not really real or authentic. I mean, you think of your marriages or your friendships. If I spoke to my wife for like 20 seconds a day, actually she might say that would be great. Maybe I shouldn't say that. But it wouldn't really be a very deep relationship. We wouldn't really know each other if we didn't communicate. See, Sometimes we think of excuses of why we don't pray or don't pray enough. And one of them is time. I'm busy, or I get distracted, or things like this. You see, Jesus had a pretty essential role being the savior of the whole world. I mean, we have important people sat here, but I'm not sure it's as important as Jesus dying for all people, saving all people. And so Jesus, in the short time that he had to do what he needed to accomplish, he had the time still to spend with God, to wait, to listen, to be fed. And the other thing about Jesus praying that we can learn from is he didn't just wait for the Garden of Gethsemane when he was distressed, he was in anguish, to pray. And sometimes that's the danger, is we wait for those moments. Oh, life's going tough, I'll pray now. Again, if I only spoke to Jen or whoever that I'm in a friendship or relationship with when I needed something, it wouldn't really be authentic. Prayer is an authentic communication that we shouldn't just wait till something bad happens. We should be able to just talk openly, giving thanks, sharing what we're doing. So, number one, why pray? Because Jesus prayed. Number two, why pray? To be filled by an awesome, amazing peace. It says here in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then, this is the why, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. That's the song there we've been singing. No longer a slave to fear. What is peace? Peace is the opposite of not having peace, which is fear. Being anxious. Being unsettled. Being confused, not having hope. Peace is the opposite. Peace is assurance. Peace is living day by day, going, no matter what's coming my way, I have a peace, I have an assurance, I have a comfort in me that nothing can take away. Communicating with God, being his presence, we can receive a peace that is beyond understanding. A peace that can be found nowhere else. I mean, if you said to anybody, today, you can have a peace that you've never experienced in your life. You can have a calmness, a clarity, assurance in your life, no matter what happens. Not fear of death, nothing. Would you want it? Nobody would say no. Who'd say no to that? And yet we have been given this peace. He wants us just to spend time with him to receive that in his presence. God wants us to be filled with peace. He doesn't want us to be unsettled. He doesn't want us to go through our day anxious. He doesn't want us to go through our day confused of what to do. He wants you to be filled with a peace. He doesn't want you to be scared of death. To be filled with a peace and a hope of knowing that you are going to be with him for all times. And that can start right now by being in his presence. Why pray? To receive a peace that is beyond understanding. Number three, why pray? To know, or to keep knowing, to keep growing, and know God's heart. 1 Timothy chapter 2 says, I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them. Intercede on their behalf and give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority. This is the why. So that we can live peaceful, there's that peace again, and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. This is good and pleases God our Savior. who wants, this is his heart's desire, he wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. God desires to know God. Again, this communication, why pray, to be in a communication, to know of our Savior. Again, if we are claiming this to be truth, if we are claiming in our lives that God is real, that he sent his Son to die for us, that through accepting him that we have life everlasting and nothing could take that away, if we are saying that is true, then wouldn't you want to know his heart? His plan, his desires. And through communicating, spending time in him, we know more of him. We grow in his name. Marked with godliness. Another term for Christ-like. Holiness. Being filled with him. Now next week, again, we're talking of the high, so of the how. So we'll talk about what intercession it looks like. But why pray for someone else? It's not just a nice thing to do. It is a nice thing to do. But why? It says it here. Because God's heart's desire is for all to know him, to all to be saved. That's why we bring our loved ones, our family, our neighbors, friends, whoever it might be, the person we just bumped into, to pray for them. There's a why behind it, not just because it's a nice Christian thing to do, but God's heart's desire is for all to know him, to all to be saved. So pray for them. Lift them up time and time again. The great thing about God's desire, this is his heart, it isn't just to be saved. It isn't just to say yes and be done with it. But as it says there, is to know the truth. Is to grow in that knowledge, to grow in your understanding, to grow in maturity in faith. That's his desire for each and every one of us. And that links us to our next one. Why pray? To grow in wisdom. It says here in Proverbs 2 verse 6, for the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Again, to see this as truth, that God is saying that I want you to be wise. I want you to have knowledge, not just to know God's heart, not just to know the person we're communicating with, not just to know the one who died for us that we will spend eternity with, but he wants you to grow in wisdom today. He wants you to have a plan. He wants you to know the plan he has for you. He has a plan for each one. He has a gift for each and every one of us. He has a purpose for each and every one of us. We are not flukes. We've been made with purpose. And he wants you to know that. But do we spend enough time in him, with him, to receive this? Jen and I were talking about this week, of the many blessings that we as a couple can think about in our lives that God has just poured on us. Times when we've just been in a difficulty, no matter what it be, and God just answers. And I'm sure there's got many testimonies in this room where people can talk of the blessings and the miracles of God in their lives. And then I said to Jen that, you know, one of my weaknesses that she already knows, and you've probably known already, that is, I kind of am slightly impatient. And sometimes being an impatient person is, I just try and do things myself. I don't know about you, but sometimes if you're in a bit of a muddle or a situation, I'm like, okay, fix it, Johnny. Whatever that might be. And I kind of reflect in this week, of yes, thank God for all these blessings and guidance that God has poured out in my life and wouldn't be here without that, wouldn't be here. But I also reflect of how many have I missed because I've been so impatient, because I haven't spent time waiting to receive. I mean, I don't want to step into next week, but quite often we're very good at saying to God what we need. But how good are we at waiting to receive and being open to hear that wisdom, even if it's different, quite often it is, to what we maybe have expected? Are we willing to wait to receive this wisdom that God has for each and every one of us? I mean, if you went through these and said, would you like a peace? Would you like wisdom? Who's going to say no? And these are what are offered to us. And yet we don't come before him enough. And again, maybe that's just a self-reflection. And finally, why pray? To keep you on track. To keep us on track. Jesus says this in Matthew 26, keep watch and pray so that you will not give in to temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. God's heart and desire is for us to have our mind, our heart, our body, our soul focused on him, in him. That's the desire in the heart. But there are so many temptations. Let's get real. There are so many distractions that are so easy to fall to or be distracted by. Distractions that on the surface don't look bad. On their own, seem fine. Even as simple as in the evenings, you'd like to crash and watch TV. But there's so many temptations that are easier to do, that we seem easy to do, than prayer. And then we come to the end of the week and go, man, I didn't really spend much time with God this week. Here's the thing. When we are praying, like heartfelt prayer, you and God, when you're in that moment just being filled by God for however long, it might be a couple of minutes, it may be 3 hours, whatever. You and God in that heartfelt moment, communicating, just waiting on him. Mind focused on him, not on other things. There's a reason why Jesus prayed on his own. If we are in his presence, we are not sinning. Because the thing is, God and sin are not teammates. You can't be doing both. I mean, sure, you could be probably thinking of technicalities right now of, you know, technically, you know, picture me, I don't know, beating Rob Sawyer up. You could probably picture that up, you know. I'm, you know, beating Rob Sawyer up, and he's crying and crying and crying, and I'm keep beating him up, you know. And then I'm like, God, give me strength. This feels great. This is great. Give me strength. Now, the reality is, that's not God's heart's desire. Because Jesus says even, you know, love your enemies, right? So that we know that's not God's desire. So we can't do it technically, well, as long as I'm just throwing it out there. No. That's knowing God's heart. So genuinely, if we are in his presence, if we are quietly just waiting on God, maybe focusing on Scripture, maybe crying out for whatever situation we're in, we're staying on track. And you may be listening to this and going, yeah, this week, I'm going to do that. I'm going to spend more time in God. That's what I want to do. Great, because that's the Spirit in you going, yes, because the Spirit is willing. The Holy Spirit in us is going, yes, communicate. Spend time in God, because when you're in God, you grow in maturity. When you're in God, you're filled with this peace. Yes, I want you to do this. Yes, I want you to be filled with this wisdom. But we've got to do it, because we also know of our own temptations. We also know of our own weaknesses. And it's almost we have to own them and say, no, I'm going to spend this time, even if it means losing something of me, of the flesh. Maybe it's spending less time on that computer or TV or whatever it might be. It's listing out the whys, the purposes, the desires, and going, there's nothing that can touch this. This is far greater than anything else I could possibly do, and put it into reality. Next week, we'll look at the practical side of this. But it starts with a why. It starts with a purpose. It starts with a desire of saying, I do want this. Why pray? To keep us on track, to keep us focused on Him, to keep us growing in His name, to keep us from sinning, to keep us growing in wisdom, to know His plan He has for us, His desires He has for us, His gifts He has for us for His glory, so that we know His heart, to know more of our Savior, to know of what His plan for salvation is, to receive a peace that is far beyond understanding, a calmness, a clarity in life, rather than running around and walking of not knowing what the next day holds or worrying about even what life after death would be like, but going, I'm filled with peace knowing God is with me and He has a future for me. But praying also because Jesus leads the way. Jesus sets the tone, makes it a priority in life. 2018, let's have a desire and a purpose to pray, and it'll be a good year. Let's pray. Father God, Jesus, we thank You that we have life in You. Lord, we're sorry when we don't come before You enough. Then we allow other distractions, temptations, other things in this world just get in the way. And we make it too easy. Lord, allow us to follow that heart desire. Follow the Spirit just to communicate with You. Jesus. For those maybe in this room that maybe haven't communicated with You for a while, allow this time to be a time that is a reconnection, joyful, life-changing, Father God. For those in this room that need a peace, maybe going through something that is scary and confusing and unsettling, Father God, You know that I pray, Jesus, Holy Spirit, pray for just an amazing sense of peace and calmness in them. No matter what comes before them, they have a peace that is beyond understanding, a peace that just makes us want to praise and shout out with joy that we can experience that through You. Father God, that we don't leave this place not feeling that, that we can talk with each other and keep praying, just being in Your presence to receive a peace of You, Father God. Jesus, allow us to set our hearts and minds on You, to see that what You did is pray, and see that it's essential. Why pray, Father? We know we need it. We need it, and we thank You that You allow us to have this opportunity of prayer. This gift of communication, allow us not to take it for granted. Allow us to grow in Your name, Jesus. Father God, we just ask that we just draw close to You each and every day. Lead us, Father God. Amen.
Please stand with us.